A 5-point plan with extra points for Dublin on how to live with the virus for the next 6 months. Confusion, open contradictions, another big rise in virus cases in Dublin, a COVID test for the health minister, the Dáil suspended, the cabinet and senior public health officials isolating. A busy day and a lot to take in. Let's start with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. So a day is a long time in politics, Paul. Panic over?
Well, the panic from yesterday was there in spades. I received a call around 4:30 yesterday afternoon informing me that Stephen Donnelly was feeling unwell, and after consulting with the chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, that he was going to attend his GP and secure a COVID test. And I guess that's as it should be. But it set off an amazing flurry of events, the entire cabinet and CMO restricting their movements, the Dáil being adjourned for a week with the mistaken notification that ministers were self-isolating. By 6 p.m, I received a call to tell me that the Shannon was going to sit irrespective of what the Dáil was going to do. Then Labour's Alan Kelly intervened with the Taoiseach and the Dáil was to reconvene at 8 p.m. Mr. Kelly firm in his view that he hadn't made the call, there wouldn't be a Dáil sitting until Tuesday. But when the Dáil did come back, Sinn Féin's Padraig McLaughlin said events were an omni-shambles with whips like him only learning about events from tweets by political correspondents. And then finally, just after 9 o'clock, Mr. Donnelly texted me to say that he had received a negative test, which meant that the cabinet could return to work this morning. So, yes, panic over. But yesterday it was one of those days where you're thinking you couldn't make it up. And all of this was taking place against the political backdrop to a government announcement on how we should live with COVID-19 for the next 6 months.
All communications will be clear and accurate, to directly quote from the 60-page plan. Clear and accurate. What happened yesterday?
Well, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health clearly felt that they had achieved that aim, and that opposition politicians were effectively playing politics with the yesterday announcement and piling in particular on the issue of what was going to happen to Dublin. Yet, in my view, their news conference straight after the cabinet meeting, which signed off on that plan, wasn't the piece of effective communication it should have been. I mean, it was clear, crystal clear, that Dublin was going to be zoned in on by political correspondents. You know, why was Dublin, from a perception point of view, being treated differently? But the answers coming back to the reporters weren't crisp and clear. And by the time it came to leaders' questions in the Dáil at 1:30, a showdown was on the cards. The Sinn Féin leader, Marilyn McDonald, ripped into the coalition, outlining what she saw as successive failures in COVID, both with this plan and delivering on testing and tracing. The Taoiseach responding in like terms. He said opposition leaders were throwing mud, just hoping some of it would stick, and adding that when he was in opposition, he hadn't adopted such partisan politics. So far from donning the green jersey right across the Dáil, it was a fractious affair with claim and counterclaim instead.
Dublin, Paul. 5 extra demands beyond level 2 of the plan. No mention of them in the plan. Only 4 included in a separate press release. Open disagreement among senior ministers over whether it's okay to leave Dublin. And this is all based on advice given last Thursday, but only coming into effect today. And could there be more in store for Dublin this week?
Well, I think in relation to the plan, the government's argument is that COVID-19 is a dynamic situation, that there has to be flexibility rather than rigidity when it comes to a plan. Not everything is always going to be listed in a plan, and they received advice from NPHET on how they should deal with Dublin, and that's exactly what they do. And the measures they're taking, even if not stated, are in line with a level 2 operation. So that's the main sort of thrust of the government, and the opposition parties are saying that's clear as mud. If something is a level 2, it should be listed in the consequences for level 2. Not so, says the government. And that's where the row is going backwards and forwards. But on the wider issue of what's going to happen to Dublin, I think it's rather ominous. I think whether you're listening to the acting chief medical officer, whether you're listening to clinicians, whether you're listening to politicians, the message is the same. It's deeply worrying, the results that we're getting back. And if those results don't start to go down, then further action is going to be taken. So I think in the next week we're really going to learn, and a key meeting will be that NPHET meeting tomorrow, and just, you know, what consequence do those public health officials feel needs to come, given that the numbers are rising rather than falling.
So the measures that are in place from midnight could change by the end of this week. They could even change by tomorrow.
Yeah, I think what the government is saying is that they will be guided by public health advice. NPHET has got absolute freedom to advise what it feels should happen, and they will act on that advice. So there is like a clear pathway there for change, even though something was announced today. I mean, obviously, we still have that row about whether changes should have been instituted last week when NPHET gave its advice. The government felt it would be more cohesive and intelligent if everything was rolled into yesterday's announcement, and that row will continue as well.
Paul, thank you.